Send Education come to order, please. This is Monday, January 27th, 2014. The time, our clock is apparently wrong, so it's the time is 8 a.m. In attendance are myself, Gary Stevens, chairing, Vice Chair Senator Dunleavy, Senator President Huggins, and Senator Stedman. So we have a quorum to conduct business, and today we're going to continue with Senate Bill 111, having to do with the exit exam. The intent today is to continue talking about it, taking public testimony in the bill, review a CS before us, and determine what the will of the committee is. So we have a CS before us. At this time, ask for a motion to adopt the CS before us so we can use that as our working document.
Mr. Chair. Sorry.
Thank you, Senator Dunleavy.
I'm sorry. Through the chair, I move we adopt Senate Bill 11, version 28-LS1113, version U, as our working document.
Thank you, Senator. All object for purposes of discussion. And Mr. Lamkin, Tim Lamkin, will you describe the changes we have before us in this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Tim Lamkin, staff, Senator Stevens. Before you is a CS version U that does one simple thing. You'll see in Section 6, it provides for students that in the past or prior to the effective date of this bill, which would be July 1st, 2014. So if they failed the test.
Mr. Lamkin, if we get everyone on the same page, we're under the tab that says, well, we're under the in front of you on page 4 version. Is the transition language. Yeah, version.
Mr. Chairman, work draft U.
Right. Thank you.
Page 4.
Yeah, please.
25.
Please go ahead.
29. Consistent with the governor's bill that's in our possession, that language, and also pursuant to our conversation last week on this bill, in instances where students may fail the test this year or in the past, they would have the opportunity to retake the exam up until 2017 to give them a fair shake and opportunity to pass the exam before it goes away forever. That concludes the changes in the CS, Mr. Chairman. The Department of Education is standing by if you have any questions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lamkin. That's the only change that we're dealing with here. And I'll ask Les Morris if you'd come forward, please, and answer any questions and also comment in general on this transition language.
For the record, my name's Les Morris. I'm the Deputy Commissioner at the Alaska Department of Education Early Development. Last week I mentioned, and I would just reiterate, that we felt that the transition language is important to include because there are students from the cohort of 04 to current day who may have taken the exam through their high school career, did not pass the exam, but achieved the local requirements necessary, so they hold a certificate of achievement. An adult who holds a certificate of achievement has the right to come back and take the exam under the current law. This allows a three-year transition. If this were to pass in this way, the department would be doing some pretty extensive and aggressive advertising of this so that we try to get it out to those adults so they know they have a three-year transition for this purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. Senator Gardner is with us. Thank you, Senator Gardner. And I'd also like to note that I haven't forgot to say that it's Senate President's birthday today. Great celebration planned. And
more importantly, my daughter's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Great.
Through the chair, if the bill is passed, does it eliminate just the assessment or the concept as well of an exit exam?
Through the chair, Senator Dunleavy, this would eliminate the concept of an exit exam completely as it stands right now. It doesn't eliminate assessment requirements at the high school level, but the concept that you must do this and score a certain level to graduate.
So we won't. Okay. So this bar will be gone. This hurdle. This however you want it, this standard of an assessment in terms of you're at the end of your K-12 educational career. You're going to be assessed to see what you know or what you've learned minimally for your K-12 education, as opposed to I think what you're looking at in the future is more of a readiness assessment to see if students are ready for post-secondary life. Is that the best way to describe it?
Through the chair, Senator Dunleavy, I believe that that's accurate, an accurate depiction of our view of this within the concept of this bill.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the questions.
Senator Huggins. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Les, thanks, and welcome on a Monday morning. It's my opinion that the competency exam is another example of us on the margins trying to figure out how to affect change. Is that, am I way off base, or I think that's about right, or how well we're doing? What do you, was it how well we're doing, or would make things change, or a combination of that? Or
through the chair, Senator Huggins, let me first off, happy birthday, and then let me see if I answer. I'm not sure I understand the question completely, but I think when we put this in place, the system was looking for an accountability measure that would be responsive to both post-secondary as well as industry, and so this was a concept that made sense at the time. It may have fulfilled that purpose at the time, but outlived its usefulness in terms of being, at least in terms of its essential skills component, and that at this point it's proving to be more of a barrier than not. So at this point, I think the bill before you is one trying to look at a change, what makes sense in the next 10 to 15 years conceptually to move
right.
forward. But I don't know if I'm getting
that's good. I guess, I mean, your numbers you had the other day was, if you look at 2009, you start at 2009, the results, and the performance went down on the competency exam, not up. It kind of, you know, was leveled out over a few years after 9, but it went down. And I guess my thought on a competency exam is, okay, if the system, school districts, give a competency exam, if people aren't doing well, then they're going to turn some knobs. What would those knobs be?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins. Well, first of all, just before the hearing started, I don't have this written. I have it written down on my piece of paper, but it gives the results since the beginning. And I told the committee I would get this to you, but I'll have it typed up and provide it to you. But the just to give that background, the reading since the first year we were held accountable to it, frankly, ends up being right about the same as where we. Where we started. So actually looking at reading and reading is up. However, there's been one adjustment to the score, but we've even gone up since that point. Writing did in fact go down, and mathematics ends up mathematics is the area we've made the most significant gains. We're up about 10%, and there's been no change to that cut score from the beginning of time. So that's probably the best measure because we've never changed the cut score. But in terms of turning the dials and what we're looking for in terms of the future, I think to date, this exam has driven work for those students who haven't passed the exam. So once the exam is taken, those students who have passed it and move on, I think they get focused on whatever courses, and the teachers get focused on whatever courses they need to be successful when they leave. And then we've seen a lot of work done around students who haven't been performing well as designing curriculum and courses specific for those students who haven't been performing well. And probably a most particular area has been in writing and the challenge in writing. I think the other thing the education system is coming to realize is we need to do more with the language arts, frankly, at far earlier ages. So there, last year and even the year before that, the department put forward some initiatives around reading literacy at much earlier grades rather than this high school piece. So I think one of the dials that we're turning is really how do we get at these issues at a much earlier age than high school when it's truly much more difficult to teach some concepts around writing and reading. Not that they're not still important, but we ought to get at those at a much earlier age.
Yeah, so, Mr. Chairman, yes, if I might. I mean, quite frankly, the debate over the exit exam, I think that train's left the station. I mean, it's over with. I think we agree on that. But we got a lot bigger problems than the exit exam. Is it PISA, the international? I was reading, you know, an account of that here this weekend, and you know, we're settling, not rising in PISA. And I would think, well, we're 28th, 29th as a nation. Is that about right?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, I don't have the data right before me, but I think you're pretty accurate with that. Yes.
And it's not because of the amount of money spent. I mean, we're kind of near the top in that respect. But that's hard to compare because nations are different. But, you know, I mean, amongst the nation, as I recall, we're about number 40 out of 50. Is that about right?
Within our state?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
So, I mean, I would say, golly. I mean, and it's not just Alaska. We as a nation, you know, got to wake up and we got to start turning some dials. And clearly, it's not about the teachers are bad, we don't have any good principals. I mean, there's starting with the parent, there are lots of difficulties in the child, but we got to get on with it because we're headed in the wrong direction. And I just say that because, I mean, I think the train has left the station on the exit exam. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Huggins, thank you. Further questions? Could you make sure I understand this? So you say 10% up in math. What you're saying is that a number of students who have completed it, not just who took it the first time, but as it's gone through the system, 10% more students are passing the math than at the beginning. Is that?
Senator Stevens, the numbers I was giving you is of the first time takers.
First
so
time takers, okay.
The numbers I pulled up were 10th grade. So today we have in mathematics about 76%. Passing, and it was 66% the first year students were held accountable to it. The data I went back to was 04 because it was given prior to that, but students weren't held accountable until 04.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Morris. Further questions? Thank you very much. Let's move on to public testimony. Do we have anybody signed up, Tim? No? Anybody in the room wants to speak to this issue of Senate Bill 111? I think we had a lot of discussion at our last meeting. Committee, any thoughts you have on where we need to go with this bill? I think Senator Huggins has hit it on the nail on the head. The train has left the station, and it's time to move on with this. Okay, there's no further discussion. Senator Dunleavy.
I move CS for SB 111 version U from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the back to order, please. Thank you, everyone assigned to pass, I believe, and at our next hearing on Wednesday, January 29th, 8 a.m., we'll be hearing SB 107, relating to the Alaska Reading to Ensure Academic Development. That's the READ Act. Any further business to come before us? Senator Gardner.
Thank you. Just for the record, Mr. Chair, I'd still like the figures for the 5 years previous to what we have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Yeah. Well, as mentioned earlier, my birthday is today, number 67, my daughter's birthday, and a whole bunch of cousins. I don't know how all that happened on the 27th of January, but it did. But nationally, today is School Choice Day. I don't think we celebrate that in Alaska, but we should, because we probably have the biggest choice state of all the 50. So happy School Choice Day to Alaskans, and particularly homeschoolers and charter schoolers and correspondent schoolers and the likes, because parents want choice. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. It was interesting they would choose your birthday. Is that
yes, you know? Yes.
Very good. Thank you all. We're adjourned. I think it's